Hello and welcome to the Wild Maple Podcast for May. This might be combined, I'm not sure yet, but I think it will be, but so far so good. We'll see how it goes. Alright, but anyway, we have some stuff that we're going to be talking about today. Yeah, no duh, but okay. We're going to be having guides for more. I think this is more towards the World of Warcraft this time, since I have some help from my friend who's a level 70, and we might be able to interview him about the warrior and about what he likes about level 70s. But anyway, so the Deadmines guide, and that will be the first World of Warcraft guide. We might have a Carnival PQ guide for the Maple story, and so far I want to get a lot into this because we haven't really had a good month lately, since I have to do a lot of stuff. Okay, so that sounds really good. So let's get started.
Storm, earth, and fire, heed my call.
We'll be right back.
this is the episode for May. I think first we're going to have the Maple Story section, because that's what I'm kind of getting into the habit of doing. So we're going to get ready with the Maple Story, and as I promised, we're going to have the Carnival PQ and whatever else I could dish out at the time. Alright, so here's the Maple Story section. Okay, so this is the Maple Story section that I'm doing completely by myself, unfortunately. Boo-hoo, oh well. Okay, so I've been playing the Windia server. I'm a level 40 bandit, so I've been pretty enthralled with the Carnival PQ right about now, because I can just go from, like, I went from 30 to 40 in a week. That's really amazing, because I did nothing on that my file until then. But anyway, so now that I'm in the Carnival PQ, what do I do? Oh, I just do this. No, I didn't know what this was. So when I was doing this, I had no help, and it was much more difficult than I thought. Simple as it seems, it's more difficult than you think. But there are some guides to help you win, even if you are a noob. For example, if you're a warrior, don't base yourself on just stealing everyone's pots and trying what you can to kill and just wasting. Wasting is what you would do if you do that, but I'm going to teach you in just one short second what we're going to do. Okay, so in this guide, I'm going to teach you what each class should do. I'm going to tell you, like, secrets and hints that I found and guides for each map. Okay, so now let's go. Alright, so first up is Magician. If you're a Magician, this is what you really want to do. If you are a Magician, don't steal the pots, only take the HP pots if you can, just only take the white ones. And if you are really low level, generally this counts for everybody, then just go kill those little, like, gem thingies at the top, and then that's what your job will be mostly. Other than that, if you can't hit them, which you probably can if you're a Magician, then try walking around collecting the party pots if you weren't told. If you were told to do it, do it. If you weren't told to do it, generally don't do it. But anyway, so if you're a bowman, then this is what you do. You actually go around. You probably can't hit anything until upper 40s, lower 40s, around there. But it seems really surprising, but you can't. Well, maybe I'm thinking, I don't know, I have never tried a bowman at this, but generally, you can't hit very well on these monsters. So anyway, what you do is generally the same as the Magician. You kill the gems, maybe collect party pots. But what you want is maybe the white potions, but I'd say you generally would want MP and do the buffs that help your party. That really, really helps. Buffs for so you don't know. If though you don't know, then you really, really must know. A buff is a common term in World of Warcraft. It's the same as a, like, haste is a buff. It makes you faster. It's anything that really helps your party. That's an active skill. So anyway, what you want to do is you just want to kill monsters. If you're The Bowman Magician, I've already said. Alright, next is the Thief Guide. You can generally hit all these monsters, but if you're an assassin, you're going to do fine up all through the levels, except for maybe, like, lower 30s, because you won't get in parties. But, Ditz, I'm a bandit, so I generally have some good knowledge. Alright, you really, really do not, like, will have no problem once you're level, like, 38, roughly. Because that's when you'll start hitting hundreds on each of your six hits with, Oh my gosh, I always forget the Savage Blow. There we go. But with Savage Blow, you'll start doing fine. You can kill all the monsters except for mainly Rombots, so you'll do really fine at level 40. But level 35, I really suggest you get to like level 32 or 33 before you start doing the Carnival PQ. Unless you have a friend that will help you, because no one's really going to want you at a low level. They'll always say, go level up, then we'll think about it, or some other stuff. Trust me, I have experience with this. But anyway, so next is the warrior. I already said some, so I saved it for last. Okay, so in the warrior, my friend's a warrior, he's level 30, and he's really annoying sometimes with that thing, because he's a vacuum of pots. Alright, so I'm doing all the work, I'm 40, and he was 30, and I was helping him train, and then he steals every pot on the stage, and I die like 3 times in a row. Warriors don't steal pots. It is really annoying, and you will get yourself kicked out of the party faster, really, than you can pick up the pots. Alright. But only pick up if you, A, are allowed to, and B, you are really low on health or mana. Like, mana, forget about it. You're not going to have mana anyway. But health, you really shouldn't have low health if you're a warrior. That's kind of bad. You probably messed up your scats, but I'm not one to judge. Okay, and next, we're going to talk about the stages. There are a couple stages for this that you can fight. There are some, half of them are where you are both, parties are in one map. The other half, you're separated. Personally, I prefer the separated ones, but the normal ones are bad too. Okay, so in the normal maps where both teams are on, one half is invisible. Don't even try, like, attacking them. You won't hit it, but obviously if you're Carnival PQing, you pretty much know that. They have Dark Sight, basically. You can't hit them. They can't do damage to you. Don't worry about it. But for the ones that have no dark sight and you can hit, those are the ones you want to hit. And generally on these type of maps, like, they have one where there's robos and rombots. That's, I think, for the higher levels. All the higher levels are dark stages, while the lowers are normal stages. They're yellow. Yellow or black. If you choose the black ones, you're going to be dealing with rombots, toy trojans, and robos. So if you're on, like, the last one, I think it is, you're going to be killing the Rombots. So if you're a high level, you want the Rombots. If you're a low level, you want the Robos. You definitely want the Robos. I'm 40, and I had trouble with Robos. So if you're going to be on this map, you generally need high levels to win. But for the light maps, if you're doing it, there's one where there are a ton of ladders, and it's all open, flat ground. All you're going to be seeing here are golems, which they won't hurt you. Nothing does over 155 damage. And not only that, there are toy trojans and teddy bears. And that's about it. Everything else you can summon. On these maps, they're going to be separated maps and normal maps. The normal maps, I already told you, got them, but for separated, kill everything. Nothing worries you. Except for the maps that, when they're separated, the gems are always higher up, so it's going to be harder to find them. Just remember to check this. Start at the top right, and then just go straight left. Straight left, down one, and straight left, and you'll see all of the areas the gems can be in. Other than that, then you are fighting at the ground level. Okay, so that's it with the maps and the guides and specifics. But, also, all high levels, basically above 42, will be just fine. You won't really have to listen to anything I said. But, if this is the hint I was going to tell you. Okay, so, you get these CP points that you can do. Pick up every single question mark box, or darkness box, if you know what it is, that you see. Even the darkness, just small darkness abilities, will help no matter what you are doing. It will cause them to get stunned. I'm sick of getting stunned, okay? If you're versing me, please don't pick them up. I'm really sick of it. And it's just plain annoying. Okay, but anyway, for the second one, when you're using your CP, do not bother with the darkness skills. They're okay, but really, pretty much worthless. Okay, but what you want to use them on are these are the specifics. If you have enough CP, then you can probably use the cancel magic attack, but it's pretty much useless other than that because most of the attacks aren't magic. Okay, but cancel weapon attack is the one that you want the most, but you're probably not going to get. The special ones, this is your number one choice. It's probably the first thing you want to spawn. But wait until like 3 minutes 30 seconds. It's common term 3:30. Wait until that mark about to use any of your CP. Because then you can just unleash like mayhem on anybody you really want to. Okay, so anyway, at that mark you can spawn avoidability up. That's really, really annoying for the people doing it. I'd say that if someone spawned it, wait until they destroy it if you know where it is. Or if you don't know where it is, just spawn a speed up, avoidability up, speed up, cancel weapon attack are probably the ones that are really annoying and they are the worst. But they're not the only things. Then you have two choices that you can do for the monsters. Everything else is basically crud and it's nothing. It's worthless. Okay, but the Rombots, they're way too expensive, so they're not usually your first choice, but they are one of the two choices. The other choice that's probably my favorite and the most evil there is, Master Kronos. I'm like shivering right now, I hate those. But when you're using them against them, it's really annoying. They hit like 150s, 200s, that's about the usual for when they're using their special attack, and it can hit you anywhere, so especially if you're on stages where the Rombots are on the bottom, you're going to be, when you get spawned, you only have 100 life. It's hard for you to kill these Master Kronos when they're like spawns of mobs, of parties of mobs. Yeah, that was a big word. But anyway, when all these spawn, it's really, really annoying. They just kill you, you fall off the ladder, you get killed by the Rombot, easy as pie, you're dead. And look, they don't have to worry. Then you lose all your CP and you can't use anything against them. It's an instant win. Isn't that seem unfair? Well, I think it is. Most people don't. But anyway, that's the CP usage guide I was going to say. Because these Master Kronos, if you have experience like me, you lose almost every time they spawn like hundreds of them. Unless you have like a level 50 that can get really lucky and kill every one of their monsters. If they have avoidability up, you're done for it, no matter what. Because they cannot hit you whatsoever. You can't hit them, whatsoever. And then you're doomed. You can't do anything. And those things guard the avoidability up thing. So it's an instant win. I'm not kidding. I've done it many times. And I've had it to me. Alright, so that's the Carnival PQ guide. Now I'm going to get into the next guide. Which I don't think I'm going to have another guide this episode. So I'll just get into the normal news. Okay, so this is the normal news, and I know I had to put a slight intermission, sorry about that. But anyway, this is what we're going to be having for our news. It's pretty basic this week, unfortunately. I'm really sorry, but I couldn't find anything new. But I actually did find one thing new, and that's about it. On YouTube, you can find the fifth job skill videos. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I'm pretty sure it is, and it's pretty cool. You just look up fifth job skills on YouTube, you'll pretty much find it, but it's pretty popular, so I'm assuming it would probably be correct. But anyway, this another news I found out was that also, hold on, I'm at a loss for words. Can't believe that. It's like really unlikely for me to be out of words considering I talk a lot. Yes, there is actually a new class. If you haven't figured this out, which it's been out for like months, it's not really going to be like that new, but it's new for the listeners of this. So this is what happened. recently, before, since our, like, last podcast, I think it was, like, January, the news of a new class has been out. Not only will there be, Thief, Bowman, Warrior, and Mage, now they have another. It's another class. And have you ever heard the age-old fight of who wouldn't win in a battle, a pirate or a ninja? Well, now you can really test that using the Carnival PQ, which I kind of based the Maple story today off of, and the pirate. The pirate is the new class. They have infighters and they have gunslingers. So there are going to be new weapons. Yes, there are new weapons. There are going to be new areas, probably. There are going to be a lot of new weapons, a lot of new skills, and there are going to be really unfair players out there. I am not kidding. See, the pirate is one of the best classes there is. Alright, so the bishop has like a 300 or a... like 300 through 500% damage, I think, on the fourth job skill. I can't believe it. It was like in January. I read all of them out and I forgot most of them already. But anyway, so they're like explosion or holy explosion or whatever it is. So it does a ton of damage. The infighter has something that rivals that at third job. It's not even fourth job and it has rivaling powers. It's amazing. The infighters, they use claws that are like punching skills. They have like kick. They have things called like uppercut and sky kicking, stuff like that. They're pretty cool. But their abilities are insane. They're like huge numbers of attacks. While the bishop's like Holy Nova, I've already made up three names for it already, but the explosion thing. While it hits every monster on the stage, this one only hits six. But still, if it has like at third job, six monster hits and it's better, almost, it's really, really good. That seems kind of unfair. Like, so, for the infighters, they have all these fist attacks, like uppercut, and they have fist punch. It hits, like, six monsters and stuff, and it's pretty basic. But when you get to, like, the gunslingers, it's exactly like Thief for assassins. They can, like, with the assassins spawning ninjas that, like, push monsters back and kill them, like Ninja Storm and such, the pirate summons, like, a big octopus that shoots cannonballs and, like, little pelicans that drop bombs. So, it's all basically what pirates would do, but they're kind of, like, too nice to be pirates. So, you can't really call them pirates. They're more, like, chibi little guys wearing pirate clothes. It's kind of cute, actually, if you think about that. But anyway, so, that's basically the news for MapleStory, and this is going to be the mark where I have to leave you guys off at, since it's almost 25 minutes of me talking nonstop about MapleStory. Yeah, yawn. For all you guys who like World of Warcraft only. But I should really stop thinking about that and consider, since this is both, that people should be really considerate of both. So, now we get into the World of Warcraft section, and so, this is the part.
Shot mages, I live to two shot threes. When I see ya, I'll PvP ya. Spanking noobs, that's my favorite cheese. Rogues, do it in the darkness. Rogues, do it where the sun don't shine. Rogues, with a little drop of poison. Rogues, do it from behind. Gonna creep inside your back door. Ah! Yeah, well I wear blood-paint leather, bone scythe the nether blade. Chop, chop the level 7 wall, I'm gonna take him out with petition blade. Roll, do it in the darkness. Roll, do it where the sun don't shine. Rogues with a little drop of poison. Rogues do it from behind, yeah. your everyday type pranks to call me Ice-T, original gangster.
What do you guys think? I think I might actually make that the permanent World of Warcraft song, but I'm not so sure. It's kind of cool, but I don't know. But anyway, I'm really excited actually about this week's World of Warcraft because I've been lacking the last few weeks, and I'm not exactly sure what to say anymore, but my friend really likes this game, so I'm going to see what he thinks about this. Alright, so he's going to be helping me. It's not permanent, it's just temporary. Sorry if you wanted to hear more of him. You probably don't even want to, though. I'm not sure about that. But I'm just kidding. You'll probably love him. But anyway, he's my friend. He's level 70 Night Elf. Haha. I told you, we're not really Horde. We're all Lions. But anyway, so he's a Night Elf, and he is a warrior. And he's actually pretty skilled at this game. He's decent. He's not like some of those ganks out there, gankers who just like obsess over World of Warcraft, that's their life. Like they eat chips and have their keyboard on their like tummy. Excuse me, that's a World of Warcraft episode of South Park joke. I don't know if any of you've seen it, but I think you definitely should. Okay, but anyway, so we're going to be having him. We'll have the Deadmines guy, and he might be even able to give me pointers on it, because it's been a long time since I've been there. But even so, it was still fun. I still love that instance, but it wasn't the greatest, actually. I'm not surprised that, like, he liked it a lot, but I didn't really like it that much. But anyway, so this is where we end. And now it's time for us to get into the interview. Alright, so this is him. Andrew, you're on the air. Okay, this is my friend Andrew, and he is currently on the air. So, Andrew, I'm going to be interviewing you. How do you feel about that?
I'm okay.
Okay, you're okay. That sounds good. Alright, so I had a question about being a level 70 warrior. What's your favorite attack, do you think?
Maybe Mortal Strike.
You like Mortal Strike? What makes it so special?
Well, it brings down any healing effect by 50%. So it's really good for PvP.
Alright, so you like that for PvP. What is that the same for bosses?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It works on any monster or any creature.
Okay, so what do you hate most about warriors? What makes them bad?
Well, what I hate most about warriors is they can't heal.
Alright, so that's probably one of the most things people would say. Okay, do you like anything specifically about warriors? Like, what's your favorite thing out of everything, not including attacks?
Well, my favorite thing about warriors is that they have three different stances that let them do different kinds of melee attacks. Like, for a battle stance, they can do they can do rend, which is a blade attack. Does damage over time, and berserker stance. You can do a whole bunch of attacks that involve like dual wielding, and defensive stance is a stance where you would use a sword and a shield, and you would be tanking in that stance or defending in some way.
Yeah, wouldn't those stances somewhat get annoying, though, that you have to switch every time you want to attack?
Oh, yeah. That's why I mainly stay with battle stance, because it's like a mix between berserker and defensive stance.
But doesn't a berserker have, like, the best attacks out of them?
Well, not really. Berserker stance, you do 10% more crit chance, but you have to take 10% more damage.
Okay, so I'd say that's an upside.
Yeah. It depends if, like, a whole bunch of enemies are attacking you, or just one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think is the best thing about being level 70? Like, what can you do that you can't do at any other level that you love so much?
Okay, well, at level 70, you can do a whole bunch of daily quests that you still get just as much money, or actually more money, from other quests, and they're easier. You can do them every single day, too. So, that's probably my favorite thing about being level 70, and the fact that you don't have to level anymore.
Okay, I think everyone loves the fact you don't have to level anymore, but I was talking about that in the Fury of the Sunwell patch earlier, that there are a whole bunch of new daily quests there. Yeah, that's going to be awesome, but also it's going to be much different. So, what is your favorite thing to do in the Outland or everywhere? Like, what do you love doing? Like, for me, I like doing aerial flips on the flying mounts. What's your favorite thing?
Well, my favorite thing in the Outland, that's a hard one. I kind of like to explore. I haven't really discovered everything in the Outlands yet, even though I'm level 70. I'm working on getting a fly mount, and when I do, I'm going to try to go through raid instances, and that would be exciting. So, I don't really know anything yet. I'm still waiting.
Okay, also, since you're a warrior and you have a ton of HP, but is there anything really annoying to you? Like, for example, like holding you still with certain attacks and such? Because for me, I'm a rogue, and I whip out my daggers and I just attack as fast as I can, but for a warrior, it's much slower, so is there anything really that annoys you so much?
Well, actually, when you become a higher level, you'll get more instant attacks, like, for instance, Mortal Strike, or, like, Rend. I don't know. You don't really have a whole bunch of different types of attacks. That's probably the one thing I don't like about warriors that much, besides you can't heal.
Yeah, is that really annoying, though, for you?
You get used to it.
Okay, is there anything you can give for a tip for a low-level warrior or for just a low-level person?
Okay, well, probably the biggest tip is if you're going to want to level to get higher, faster, or anything like that, you're going to want to do as many quests as you can. And the best way of leveling is going in an instance and questing there. Because not only do you get XP from monsters, like a lot of XP, you also get a lot of XP from the quest you turn in.
Okay, but also, what is one of your main tips that you'd give for someone like you, but they're trying to make money quick?
Oh, trying to make money quick? Well, you want to have a gathering profession, like mining or leatherworking, because you can see in the auction people sell them for a lot of money, and yeah, people buy them too.
Speaking of professions, what's your favorite profession? Like, what is so good for you that you just love doing?
Well, I have a druid, and I really like leatherworking because not only can you make, like, leather and mail, you can also make armor enchantments, and you can make items that help you in combat.
Yeah, I like that personally about being a leather worker myself. What can you suggest for someone who has your level, like, weapon-wise? What's the best weapon, do you think, for a warrior of your specific profession?
Oh, well, I might be a two-handed axe user, which in arms talent points, you can bring it up by, you can bring up your crit chance by 5%. But if you're going to be a level 70 warrior and you really want to be good, I would use maces because you can stun an opponent for like up to, I don't know, like 6 or something seconds and bring up rage. That's also on the talent points, some weapon skills. So I would really use maces if I have to mace.
Okay.
Now, I don't really have any. I'm just using the 200 axe.
Okay, class-wise, what would you suggest for, like, the best class out there? Like, which one is really good and easy to use?
Really good and easy to use?
Yeah.
I would have to say Paladin.
I would say that too. Alright, but also, what do you think is the most annoying class out there for, like, their attack range and, like, running away, attacking people with, like, hiding there kind of things?
I'm gonna have to think about one. Like, I have to say mages could be very, very rough on combat because, once they start getting attacked, it's really hard to retaliate unless you use, like, I forgot what it's called, like Frost Nova or something, which freezes the enemy. Or, I don't know, actually, you have a lot of slowing effects for mage.
Alright, what...
Any class has its downside, so...
Yeah. What do you think, in your opinion, is the worst class out there? Like, they're horrible, kind of thing.
Well, I don't know. It's either rogues or warriors.
You really think rogues are that bad?
I don't think rogues are bad. But, like, you really have a disadvantage when it comes to warlocks or mages or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you stealth up behind them and you start attacking them right away, then it's going to be hard for them to escape.
Yeah, that's basically for all classes, though. If you can have the upper edge, you basically win.
Yeah.
Alright, thank you, Andrew, for being on the air. I thank you a lot. Alright, so next is our Dead Minds guide for all you people out there, and it should be fun.
Okay, so that was Andrew, and that was my level 70 warrior friend, and his name, in-game name, is Sky's Knight. If anyone's ever on the executive server and wants to go talk to him or try battling him, go ahead. He's open for challenges anytime he wants. Okay, sorry about the connection, it was by phone, and we didn't really have any way else to do it. Okay, so, anyway, that's what we had for the interview, and now we're on to the Dead Mines guide. And Dead Mines is a really big dungeon for a low-level people. So, we're going to be having some fun with this. I'll be trying to have some, background music playing, and I'll see what I can do, but I want it to be fun. Okay. Here it is. Here's a Dead Mines guide. Actually found some pretty cool background music, even though it's from MapleStory. It's still pretty cool. Okay, so first in the Dead Mines, you walk in and you basically just get to the instance. That's the first thing you want to do. It's first step one. Alright, it's kind of bland, but oh well. Deal with it. Okay, so now that you're in, this is what you do. You fight your way along the way until you finally get to this one area. Just keep going and following the path, and eventually you'll get to an area. Okay, so then you walk into a orange room. In it, there will be someone named Razak the Foreman. Or Raxor, sorry. And he will usually say, Van Cleef, pay big for your head. Okay, so he's a level 20 elite, and he's a bit rough. It's pretty easy to accomplish this room. Alright, first you want to do this. It makes it funner, but it's really easy. Alright, the goal. Do not bring his friends who are either, I forget if they're invisible or not, but they're up in the corner, so do not forget that they are there. They are archers, so they will shoot arrows into you if you are, like, annoying them by coming too close. Okay, so a guide is to either, if you want to just, if you don't really care, you're high enough levels, have two guys, like, go kill the little bowmen over there who are being annoying. Then have your whole team tackle the first Razak, the former Raxor, whatever. I'm just gonna call him Rack. Right, have him tackle Rack, and then you can keep going. Eventually, the door will open, and then if you have any people sitting here, they're going to be some, I forget what they're called, patrols, sorry, that come in too, and they will eventually go to the wooden base area, and so they will see you and kill you if you go AFK, so don't go AFK. Alright, next you can follow this winding path to the mass room. This is a difficult place for you, people that are around level 17 through 20. What you want to do is open the door and have someone who can throw or get in there quickly and pull them out of all of the little goblins. Eventually, you'll get to these, once you do that for all the goblins, you'll find it's impossible to continue pulling the goblins and then you'll have to fight them off. So this is going to be a hard battle. The blade guy is usually up at the back of right of the room. Do not forget about him. Alright, have your warriors go in and have the mages fight from the edge, and don't let him hit any people who can't handle him, because he can kill them in like two or three hits. It's pretty not obnoxious. Alright, but then continue on. You'll go to the Goblin Foundry. This is a really annoying map because of the guys that they spawn. The goblins spawn them, and it's really annoying. So what you do is you go in there, and there should be some scattered around the staircase. There are only two things you can do in this room. One, you can jump onto the chain and jump off, but it's not usually very smart, and you can die really easily. But just so you go back down, and you eventually find Gilnid the smelter. Take each goblin one at a time until you can't anymore, and you'll aggro him. Then take him down without getting any, like, problems, and you'll be fine. If you have problems, you're probably not going to make it. It's pretty sad. Alright, he's really bad, and he can hit you pretty hard, but he shouldn't be too much work unless you're like all level 17s. Next, you continue on, and you're in the last room. Now, the next part is the long part. Walk across the boardwalk until you come to Mr. Smite. There are two things you can do with Mr. Smite. You can either, A, if you have like a couple, like, 30s or 40s in there, you can tackle him for his cruel barb and then sell that in an auction, but it's usually not easy and it's kind of bad for its price. But you have to kill him without him changing weapons if you want that weapon he has. Okay. Next, continue on, you walk up the ship, just battle your way. Eventually, you'll find a little person named Cookie, the ship's cook. He's nothing, but he's kind of fun. He's after you fight the boss. Okay, go up onto the main deck, and you'll find a patrol that just patrols the top part named Captain Greenskin. He has a pretty nice pole arm that he drops, but it's pretty rare. Okay, next, you finally come, and you see Edwin Van Cleef, the Fias Kingpin. He's pretty easy, but watch out. He has two stealth guards there. So this is what you do. First, you have your warrior or two. You want really good health. Have your priest continuously healing while they run in and pull him out. But all the people will come with them. Have your rogues or someone that can hit high and quickly kill the people who are off there. And have priests constantly healing everybody in the party, and it should do fine. Eventually, they'll die and Captain Van Cleef will be gone, long gone. He drops a pretty good cape for like robes and stuff, but other than that, it's pretty boring. Okay, so now that you've done that, you finished the dead mines. Okay, so next we're going to be having the drops. I found a page with some of the drops that each person drops. First is Captain Greenskin. He drops his pole arm and an Emberstone staff, which is pretty good for mages, but other than that, it's pretty useless. Cookie drops Cookie Stirring Rod and Cookie Tensorizer, which are both pretty bad. Edwin drops Defias Armor, which is pretty good. Cape of the Brotherhood, that's the rogue cape, and it's good for, like, most classes. He drops the Corsair's Overshirt, which is okay. Cruel Barb, that's the sword I talked about earlier, and it's not that good, but it is pretty good for some. If you can, I forget now, if you can. Performance Wrist Thistle Metal, he drops no unique or rare drops. Okay, Gilded Smelter drops Keller's Girdle, which is a waste. Lavishly Jeweled Ring, Nightwatch Short Sword, Prospector's Axe, Razurk's Club, and the Ring of Defense. Marsa DuPage, nothing. Minor Johnson, Gold Plated Buckler. Mr. Smite, Darkweave Bracers, Little Timmy's Pea Shooter, and Smite's Mighty Hammer. Razak Zor, the Foreman, drops Keller's Girdle. Sneed drops Little Timmy's Pea Shooter, Ring of Defense, Skycaller, and Taskmaster Axe. This is not only, it's just these are the rare drops that are also unique. Sneed's Shredder is Gargoyle Bite, Razurk's Club, and Small Glimmering Shard. Okay, so that's basically the most important drops that they have, but so far so good. Okay, now that we're done with the Deadlands, that's pretty much it for this episode. Okay, so thanks for listening, and this has been the episode 3 for May of Maple WoW Podcast. If you want to email us, you can email us at maplewow@gmail.com, and it's pretty easy to do that. All you have to do is type in something, and we'll put it on the air, do whatever you want with it. You just tell us and specify, and we'll do it. Okay, so thank you very much for listening to this. I have, like, no listeners. Like, 3 maybe. Okay, and I've tried to do the best I can with this, so thank you for listening, and see you next month.